It's been a tumultuous year in the Mount Allison president's office. First of all, in March, the Board of Regents chair, George Cooper, announced that Dr. Jean-Paul Boudreau would not be staying on for a second term. Boudreau took on the job in 2018 and saw the school through the pandemic. Then at the end of June, then-provost Jeff Hennessy took on the position of interim president for a few weeks before announcing that he was heading back to Acadia University in Wolfville, where he was taking over as president. The board hired a search consultant to help them find another interim appointee, while a search committee took on the task of hiring a permanent president. Then at the end of August, Mount Allison announced it had found someone. Dr. Robert McKinnon, with a long academic career at UNB St. John, serving as a geography professor, dean of arts, and vice president. Dr. McKinnon started his one-year term on September 1st and dropped by CHMA Studios this week for a chat.
So this is, you know, you're not your first time living in Sackville. You were here in the 70s, graduated in 1978.
Yes.
A Mounting alum. Yes. So, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to be around town much, but like, has it changed very much? What's noticeable?
You know, Sackville still has the same feel. It's a beautiful small town. I mean, Mel's is closed, of course, and there's some things that are missing. But the sub shop that I used to go to is no longer there. And I would walk across the street and Karen, my wife, and I, now my wife, would sit there and eat sub sandwiches, you know, after the library closed. But that's gone. But the town is still a beautiful town, you know, for walking, some wonderful amenities, you know, like the trail system nearby. So we've been enjoying rediscovering Sackville.
So now you served as vice president at UNB St. John for 10 years. You retired in 2019 from there. Now you've been back to teaching and research, I guess.
Yes, I'm still involved in research. And then I actually toyed with retiring in 2021 but was still active in research and still sat on some boards in the local community in St. John and in the province, and some of which were very student-focused. I'm just finishing a term on the New Brunswick Medical Education Trust Foundation, which is a foundation that generates bursary funding for New Brunswick students who gain admission to medical school, wherever those medical schools are. And we try to provide funding to them during their term at medical school so that they can and will think about coming back and spend their time practicing in New Brunswick.
Right.
So it's kind of a recruitment strategy.
Right. Yeah. An important fund right now.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about the, you know, what kind of research, like what's your field?
Sure. My background is in geography and I've covered lots of areas of geography, but my specialty has been in historical, cultural, kind of regional geography. I've done work, currently I've been working on a project on land use in Nova Scotia in the 1940s and 50s. And so it's kind of a period when agriculture was about ready to go into serious decline, you know, from a scale point of view, from a number of farms and amount of land under cultivation point of view. I'm working on a unique project that involves a female geographer who came from India to do PhD research in the United States and ended up writing her doctoral dissertation on Nova Scotia at what Nova Scotia agriculture was like in 1948.
Oh, wow.
It's a fascinating project, and I've written about it. I have an article being reviewed by a journal now.
Okay, yeah. So you're nice and active with that. Now, in your role as interim president, are you able to continue that work?
I think it will be difficult to maintain a lot of activity on that front, but I will certainly try to do some editing and some revision work. It would be really difficult. I think I'm going to be totally engrossed in this during this year, but I feel I'm a faculty member and an academic at heart. And so I will try to complete those projects during this term, but I recognize my time is going to be very limited to devote to those things.
Now this job that you've taken on, 1 year term, what is it like to have like this sort of short runway for a position? Like, or do you have a Do you have a list of things you're hoping to accomplish in this 1 year?
Well, you know, my main goal is to really prepare for the transition to the permanent president and to get to know the programs, get to know the faculty, get to know the students, and really, you know, it's a short period. You're right; it's a year, but you know, it's not let's stop and just keep the rudder in the water. I really want to try to hear what challenges are out there. I mean, we're all interested in recruiting new students. We're all interested in retaining the students who've already come, and you know, the meetings I've had thus far, it's only been 2 weeks, but everybody else is interested in those same things. And so we're going to be working on initiatives that are going to be, you know, making sure we get new students and ensuring that we're retaining students who choose to come here. And so creating a positive student environment has always been something that I've been interested in throughout my career. And a positive learning environment for our students, but a positive environment for students, staff, and faculty as well.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about a couple of items. Like, there's some long-term projects now in the, I guess you'd call, mid-planning stage. I mean, the Ralph Pickard Bell Library project, I mean, this is something that has been talked about and imagined, I guess, for, you know, maybe more than 10 years, maybe 15 years. I actually am forgetting the dates now. It's been a while. But there's funding on the table now. It seems like something's moving. So is that going to be something on your plate this year?
Oh, certainly. That is something that will be on my plate. I know that the director of facilities and the dean of libraries are chairing a committee, and they're working on plans and space program and I'm expecting to hear a report or have a report from them relatively soon, and looking forward to it. I've had some experience during my term as vice president at UNB St. John. We designed what's called the Hans W. Kluhn Learning Commons, which is really the state of the library for the future. And it involved, you know, high density storage for books and collections. It involved learning commons space. It involved a quiet study space, private reading room, and so a real mixture of a variety of spaces that were required for different aspects of users and or different types of users rather. I think we ended up with a fabulous facility, and so I'm looking forward to hearing what this committee tells me, because you know, we've been through it, I'd really like to get this project rolling so that it will be on the road to completion when the permanent president arrives.
Okay. The other big thing on the agenda, you know, I mean, I don't know if actually it starts this year or not, that the faculty collective agreement is due to expire in 2024. And that's a big one. I know in my day at Mount A, we had a strike or two, and no one wants that. So will you be able to take on that work, or is that something you need to leave for the next person?
No, I don't think we're leaving it. I know I'm having some discussions about getting a bargaining committee together and starting to look at and what that will involve. Whether I will be directly involved, I likely won't be, but certainly we're planning for that, and I certainly am looking forward to getting to know the Mount Allison Faculty Association executive members, and I'd really like to hear what concerns they have, and I would hope that I would be perceived as the kind of person who could pass that information along, not only to our bargaining team once it's established, but to our board, and so that I'd really like to get a sense of, you know, what are the issues that we're concerned about, because once a new president arrives, one would want that president to be aware of any concerns that are being raised by faculty, and hopefully we'll have a means to address them.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to add? Any message for Mount A students or the wider community of Sackville now that you've
Sure. Well, look, it's a pleasure to be back. I always remember my last summer at Mount A. I was involved in a research project that was led by a faculty member in Canadian Studies, and she had obtained some funding, and it employed several students who worked out of the Canadian Studies Department's house at the time, which I believe is now Anchorage House. And we had a wonderful summer. And the end product was a small book that's still in our library called A Profile of the Tantramar Marshes. And so it was a wonderful way to finish my student time at Mount A, and really, in my view, helped prepare me for my future graduate work and my academic career. So I've got many things to thank Mount A for, but that's one of them.
That's Dr. Robert McKinnon, interim president of Mount Allison University.